Hey, you're listening to the Rebel Room right here on LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Taylor Byrne, and we're breaking down the head-scratcher that is UNLV basketball. Great at home, and of course Saturday they host San Diego State in the most anticipated home game of the year, but away from the friendly confines of Thomas and Mack, it's a different story, regardless if it's Fresno, Air Force, or any team out there.
What does it say when Saturday's Colorado State at Air Force game means more both in the league and maybe nationally than UNLV San Diego State?
It's been absolutely crazy.
Like that just kind of like sums up the strangeness of this, because you know San Diego State has had its problems, most of them basically just tied to Xavier Thames' back injury, and he's finally back. They lost by 6 at Colorado State coming out of that game, so they're back on the road. UNLV gets them in a good spot as far as, you know, the tough travel. UNLV came back late Wednesday from a disastrous performance in Air Force, a game that it never looked for a second like they were going to win. They just look so bad away from home.
So UNLV's last three road games.
You're coughing it up like the Rebels on the road.
Last three road games at Air Force, at Fresno State, at Boise State, never had a chance to win all three.
They were down the entire way at Boise. Fresno State, they were actually tied at halftime. And I remember looking around at that point and just thinking, like, is this really going to happen? Like, because I've seen a lot of bad Rebels road performances, but I also know how bad Fresno State is. And so it didn't seem possible yet. And then they were down 16 in the second half, and they trailed by 24 at Air Force. Air Force is a good team.
They couldn't miss in UNLV's defense. They hit a lot.
Yeah, because they were getting wide open shots because they didn't play defense. This is the biggest thing that I want to get into, and I've tweeted about it. I've written about it. Now I want your opinion. When Air Force is getting backdoor cuts, the things that they make their living on easily within the first 5-10 minutes of the game, is that on coaching or is that on players for UNLV?
I mean, it has to be on coaching. I think the minute the ball is tipped, or before the ball is tipped, you're saying this is Air Force.
So like, you think like the coaches didn't tell them that they're going to backdoor cut? Because I saw them work on it in practice.
I'm sure they did. It's like if you're playing Air Force in football, what are you going to prepare to face?
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah. You know what's coming.
So if your kids aren't ready for it, is it on the kids not listening to you because you said they worked on it, or is it you not delivering the message the right way?
That's
the question.
Yeah, the boring answer is that it's both, you know. But I think if you want to take UNLV's road struggles going back to last year, they're 3-10 in league play on the road. And I actually on LasVegasSun.com wrote my extras about kind of how that stacks up with the other teams that have been in the league both last year and this year. So go to check that out. But a lot of those are just bad ones for a team that is supposed to be better. Like, that's the thing. It's kind of an average road record for this league. But UNLV, you know, has aspirations and has the talent to be a better than average team. And so there's so many of these that are just, you know, inexcusable. And I think taken overall, that's a coaching thing. On Wednesday, I think that's the players. They knew what they were going to do.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. At the beginning of the year, I tell all the Rebel fans, I'm like, listen, don't get your hopes up. The expectations are out of the roof and they're totally being exaggerated. I know UNLV has some good players, some good talent. Bennett, Reinhardt, great high school players, awesome recruits, best recruiting class in 20 years, arguably. Mosier about to go to the NBA. A lot of the pieces, you know, Ken Birch coming in and McDonald's All-American. You're looking at all these great pieces, but you've got all these young players that have never done it before, and there's clearly no chemistry out there. Like, I know nothing about basketball. Absolutely nothing. Never played, can't play, but I know about teams and chemistry and people that are in sync. And this team's just not in sync, dude. But the
biggest thing with that is it's only on the road.
That's true.
Like, they look so good and play so well together in the MAC. Yet when they go away, as soon as there's any type of adversity, if they miss their first couple of shots, they just, like, go into a shell.
It's a mental thing. It's
calm. It is. And it's mental, and it's just letting, you know, they talk about it a lot lately, and maybe it's a cop-out or something, letting bad offense or struggling on offense affect you on defense, which I just don't understand how that's still an issue, how you don't buckle down and just play defense. Defense is how you win on the road. An example, New Mexico, the same day, Wednesday, went to Fresno, played terribly. They were down 11 at halftime. Their offensive numbers by the end of the game were almost identical to what UNLV did at Fresno also. New Mexico won that game by 6 because they played defense. You know, they played bad at Fresno and won. That's what a good team is supposed to do when you still play bad.
It's like with UNLV on the road, because they lack that confidence, the second something goes wrong,
yeah,
it's like we're done. And I'm going to interrupt real fast. I know we're supposed to talk San Diego State. If UNLV loses at Reno, everybody knows I'm a Rebel home.
It's probably going to happen.
I'm going to vomit.
Do you have any faith in them winning at Reno or at Wyoming?
In the college basketball gods that UNLV superior basketball now historically will beat UNR that hangs in IT banners in the gym. That's all I got to say. We can talk about the San Diego State game. We'll talk about the Reno game later. It's not a rivalry until Reno wins. If they win that game, Taylor Byrne, you might have to come over to my house and touch that. I'd be in a fetal position. But listen, San Diego State comes into the MAC, and as we talked about, UNLV great at home. And if last week against New Mexico after the Fresno loss was a must-win, this week after the Air Force loss and the manner they lost the Air Force makes this another must-win game.
Oh, yeah. It's putting your back right up against the wall again because you lost the ground that you made up. Like it's like Saturday's game never happened. Which is, I think, why Dave was so frustrated after the game, besides the fact that they were down 24, which is just ridiculous. Even to a good team, you shouldn't trail by that much if you're UNLV. Just everything went wrong basically from the start of that because they didn't get the ball inside ever. They had a brief lead because they hit a couple of threes, but Air Force just enforced its will. Michael Lyons was great. Looking at San Diego State,
he was great because he made all of his shots, or was he great?
Because he did both.
Okay.
And he,
that guy couldn't miss.
He broke down. I think he started the game like 4 of 6, and it was against at least 3 different UNLV defenders. And just a couple of them just broke him down on drives. You know, he's a really, really good player, which is not news. You know, San Diego State could have won at Colorado State, just kind of lost it there at the end. I haven't seen a replay, but I heard they may have gotten a little screw job on a call. But
goes both ways.
Well, but you know, you're on the road. That's, you know, generally I think it was a charge block call. You can almost expect that to go the other way. They're, I believe, a game ahead of UNLV in the standings. They really want this one. You know, they dropped it earlier at Viejas. Same type of thing. Both of these teams right now are pretty firmly in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, you don't want to go on a losing streak right now because this is the type of stuff we're getting towards the end where, you know, committee members remember these last kind of 10 games. And so this is a chance to make a statement, and you don't want it to be a bad one.
See for me, I wasn't at the Fresno game. And like everybody, I watched it on TV, and I read all your coverage, and I saw everybody, you know, on the message boards hitting the panic button. And then New Mexico, for me, that was as good as I've seen them all year.
It was pretty close.
For me. And now I don't go to the road games like you do. And I'm like, well, maybe this was just, you know, a down, you know, every team goes through peaks and valleys. And maybe, you know, the valley.
Oh, you fell into that? We were.
I was tripped.
We were. Review Journal writer Matt Humes and I were standing there after the debacle at Fresno State, waiting to talk to coaches and players. And we just kind of, you know, told each other, they're going to go beat New Mexico, and everybody's going to think that everything's hunky-dory, and then they're going to go lose at Air Force. I did not expect them to lose that bad, though.
And I totally could have seen that playing out, UNLV winning a close game against New Mexico and then losing a nip and tucker at Air Force. But they were down by 20 at Air Force, and they could have, you know, pulled away from New Mexico. I think they won by 9.
Yeah, won by 9. They led by 16 at a certain point.
Led pretty comfortably.
Yeah, they were up in front most of the way. They didn't really expand the lead much beyond, I think, like I think it got as close as seven, maybe there in the second half. Yeah. But and it was a very convincing UNLV win. It was solid.
Yeah, folks, this is the Rebel Room, and you could actually download us on iTunes.
Yeah, this is sort of like an emergency edition. We generally also on LasVegasSun.com. You can find the archives for our LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk podcast. And if you're an early riser, Tuesdays at 7 on KUNV. But we needed some extra time to break down this Rebels. And I got a trivia question for you here. UNLV, absolutely nothing. Maybe I'll get you a coffee. UNLV and San Diego State have played 34 times as both being in the Mountain West. What do you think the record is?
Played each other.
Yes.
Is it 17 and 17?
It is 17 and 17.
I'm good. A lot of folks remember some of the epic games in the last 3 or 4 years as UNLV and San Diego.
Last year, both of them were great.
Great games. I remember, I think, in 04 or 05 when UNLV was down by like 8 with 14 to play or whatever.
And that's the miracle one,
the miracle. Curtis Terry, I think.
You can still go find that on YouTube.
That was awesome. Awesome game. That was before the rivalry kind of hit its peak. And remember, up until recently, San Diego State leaving the league.
Exactly. This was nearly the last game that they were for sure going to play, which I'm so glad that that's not the case.
And I was one of those morons that said, I'm glad. Listen, they're leaving. They made their own bed. Let's not schedule them and do them any favors, because – at the time when you were looking at the hierarchy of West Coast programs, it was UNLV, SDSU, Arizona, UCLA.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Don't you dare.
I had five fingers. Down.
You were getting there. Yeah. All right.
But and I was like, well, why do them any favors? And this game is just so cool because sold out no matter which arena it's in. Huge involvement from the fans. Emotional on both sides. Down to the wire. Big shots. It's what college basketball.
And they hate each other. The environments are great. People care like that. It's just, and the games usually deliver like that. That's the most amazing thing, is that there's always hype going into it, even when it's 5-5 versus 6-4, like it'll be Saturday. But the games almost always come through. Like they're really, really good games.
Who would have thunk that 5-5 and 6-4
would be co favorites? I think it's actually 6-3 because I think UNLV's played a game more. But yeah, co preseason favorites, now middle of the pack. They both have some work to do,
and
it's not really about a conference title for either of them anymore. It's about just getting right for the NCAA tournament.
And you talk about San Diego State and what went wrong, and of course they only had 9 first half points when they lost that one.
Oh man,
lot of that rides on Thames being hurt. But are their problems deeper than that? Are they in worse shape maybe than UNLV is?
I don't cover them, so I don't know them as much, but I feel like getting Thames back is the biggest step. They're, even without your starting point guard, there's no excuse for scoring 9 points in the first half. Like that's as bad as it gets. That's their equivalent of being down 16 at Fresno, which I think is, you could argue whether being down 16 at Fresno or being down 24 at Air Force was worse. I think the Fresno one, but, they're the same type where it's, trying to put some pieces together that may not fit exactly, but they've just got to make it work at this point. But they've got, they've got Tapley to lean on, and that's huge. I think Thames, I didn't check the box score after Colorado State, but I think he played quite a bit more than he had in the previous game, which was his first one back in a while. So I think if he gets right, they certainly have a chance to at least win a game in the tournament. They just need, they really need this
in
time.
The
real tournament.
Okay.
Have a small chance. I don't feel very good about them anymore.
I think on paper, if they get right, they probably represent the league's best chance.
No. Colorado State. Don't you dare.
Dude, you were on that. You were drinking the Colorado State punch.
UNLV, here, I'll even just throw out my prediction right now. UNLV is going to win Saturday against San Diego State, and then they are going to lose to Colorado State at home on Wednesday. That is what I believe.
Wow. Taylor, the Ram Bird, breaking it down for
They are the best rebounding team in the country. Uh-huh. And you know how you win on the road, especially defense and rebounding.
And the thing that stands out for me about Colorado State is that you look at their core group of players. They've been together.
They're all seniors.
And they've been doing it together for a while.
Yeah, and Colton Iverson's the only new guy, and he was basically the piece they needed to take their rebounding to another level.
And when you talk about chemistry, which is lacking for the Scarlet and Gray, totally opposite for Colorado State. Before we wrap up here on the Rebel Room, Taylor Byrne, a lot of folks are worried that UNLV will not be part of this NCAA tournament.
Get that out of your head right now.
Thank you.
If they win their home games, even if you drop just the one to Colorado State, they're fine right now. Doctor. Like the bubble is so thin that them and San Diego State are both still sitting just fine.
Dr. Byrne talks you off the ledge. He will, however, not guarantee a tournament win because, hey, they haven't done that in 4 years.
Five years. Last four trips.
My hairline has went significantly back since. LasVegasSun.com. This has been the Rebel Room. Follow us Saturday at Taylor Byrne at Ray Brewer 21. We'll have all your SDSU coverage.